said, my name is Teddy.
And I am Abigail.
And on today on the Millennial Lady podcast,
yay,
we'll be discussing the issue of
slut shaming.
Okay. So now I have so many things to say.
Okay.
But before we begin, you look rather nice today.
Aww, you don't look too bad yourself.
So Abigail is on this really cute, semi-transparent, let me put it that way, semi-transparent top.
Okay.
With like her cute nails. Looking out cute and stuff.
But yeah, cute and pink.
She's wearing ripped jeans, guys.
What's wrong with ripped jeans?
Nothing. But I just want to know, like, how you walk down the street of Lagos in these jeans, because they are super ripped.
Super ripped.
Like, there's no material at the knee part.
I can see that.
And it's like ripped. Relating to today's topic,
yes,
like, did you get any like nasty comments or stares or anything from anybody?
Okay, from when I was coming, two guys said, "Ha, hello baby, how are you?" Then like dumb boys, so I didn't respond. And that was just that's just still little.
Okay.
And those that were giving me, Yama, what's wrong with
you? Yeah.
I didn't let it get to me because it's all about me. I'm not
true,
about you. So
true.
I just let it blow off. All it didn't
right.
get into my all head. Right. So that's the thing.
Yeah, so
that's
Abby's really strong, guys.
Yes, I've grown a thick skin. They show me where. So I've grown thick skin. Alright, moving on.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm sure a lot of people are probably wondering, what does the shaming mean? What are they really talking about? Is it about clothes? Is it about this? Slut shaming is when you criticize someone.
True.
And most of the time it's always ladies, women,
yes,
that always
like,
at the receiving end of the criticism.
It's crazy.
When you criticize someone because of their parents, because of the sexuality, because of choices they make regarding their sexual life and stuff.
Yeah. Women are not allowed to like express their sexuality, and like anything we do, it's just always like, oh, you're bad.
Yes.
Oh, you're this, you're that. And it's just really
so
crazy.
If you see me now and because it's hot or I don't feel so good and I have to be here and I probably have to just put on something because I have to be here,
yeah,
and then you see me on the way and the first impression you have is, oh, that girl is a hoe, oh,
yeah,
that girl is
like
a slut,
the bad girl.
Because you don't know my story, you don't know what is wrong with me, you don't know what I'm going through, but then you just come around and you attack me because of how I have dressed, which is offensive to you, which is none of your business, by the way.
And you know, the thing is, I feel like the issue with dressing is relative because
yes, it is.
We have people that, to them, wearing a ripped jean is really bad. We have people that wearing short skirts is bad. We have people, but then at the same time, it's like if I wear a tank top and a mini skirt, I don't see anything wrong in it because I'm comfortable in it.
I am a short person. Do you understand?
I tell people that.
If I wear a long skirt, I'm down to earth. My friends say I'm down to earth. So imagine me putting on a long skirt. What am I going to look like?
Long skirts are nice.
Long skirts. Long skirt,
yeah.
You wear with flats or you wear with heels?
Either.
Ah.
For real, they are like really dope.
And maybe I'm not as short as myself, but I know I'm short.
No, I feel like wearing a long skirt.
I don't look so good. I don't look so good with short.
No,
I don't look so good with short skirts. So with long skirts rather. So I'd rather wear a short skirt because I feel like I'm hukuma close to the ground, so it's not showing. Normally people should be saying this to me. No. I've heard it. My friends have said I've reached menopause. I can't grow taller. So I am already used to it. That's just by the way. So I am saying I would just rather put on short skirts because I feel like, I'm just close to the ground. Let me just wear something short. I mean, it's not so obvious. But then you as an individual, you don't know why I am putting on this particular kind of skirt or this particular kind of clothes. And then you just become judge. Start playing judge because you feel like you shouldn't wear a short skirt. You shouldn't expose
it.
You shouldn't do this. No.
The thing with like slut shaming, I feel like it's a form of like sexism.
Yes.
Because most, and then it's like a tool used for bullying people because most times you sometimes you have no reason to slut shame, and nobody has any reason.
Nobody has any reason because it's not your opinion. You have no it's your opinion, but it's not like, your body.
Most times, you just use it to like bring down that person and like bully and oppress, and it's really bad because like on this episode, I want us like really make the listeners understand the effects it has on people
and the stigma attached to it.
The effects it has on people because it's like really bad, like extremely, really, really bad.
I don't know. It's very bad. You know, for a lady, if your body count is high, if your body count is, I was supposed to actually take this thing one by one, but they're actually just bumping into each other.
Yeah, they're like because, interwoven.
Because if you actually think about it, it is almost empty. If you're talking about sexual life and sexual activity, if you're talking about appearance, everything are all linked up.
Yeah.
Because they will say, if you wear a short skirt, she's trying to sell market. I mean, if she doesn't expose herself, how will people know what she's selling?
Like
who says I am selling anything? Who says I'm selling anything? I don't care about you. I don't care about what you're buying or what you're not buying. I am only worried about myself and my comfort. Don't you understand?
I feel you, Abigail.
Like, I see a lot. Okay. I remember there was a time I went to the beach and I wore bum shorts. I mean, it's normal. Yes, but then there was this elderly woman that was just giving me a funny stare. Like, see these children of nowadays.
Yeah, child of the world.
They have spoiled finish. My own child cannot be like this girl. Never.
It's a lie.
But I'm thinking, in this man, this woman, if I, in her head like this, she has probably
said, why is she wearing a rampant?
She was wearing, I think, a long whatever. I'm like, if you can't take it, why did you come to the beach? No.
So she
just
like
kept
that.
Giving
most
me this funny stare, which I...
You can't control, like, what other people do. So you, most times, you just
they
mind
try,
your business.
When they slut shame, they try to control you.
True.
Do you understand? That is just the concept. They're trying to change you to fit their own opinion.
And to fit, like, societal standards.
Yes. Societal standard created
though,
in our head, whether it's right or wrong.
Them.
Exactly. What society says is right or wrong. Some people just take it upon themselves, like, okay, this is like the lay down rule. This is like the foundation
yeah,
that we
like,
all must follow.
Everybody
must
like
follow
me,
it. So the minute you take a step out
that.
Of it, they will drag you for it.
True. And then they make you feel bad.
They make you feel bad. So back to the story. So the woman just kept, she just kept staring. I'm like, I came with a guy.
Okay.
So maybe if you're wondering, maybe because
I feel like
that's
probably one
of
the reasons why she was staring.
Maybe she probably I don't know. Like I'm not after your husband.
That's,
in case you think I am
probably
too hot for your husband to handle. There's a guy with me. So we're two. You're two. I'm not after your man.
Okay,
mommy,
you know what, Abigail? I feel like you didn't just like get to this point where you are now, where you've grown a thing. So like I feel you should, you know, how did you handle
see,
it at the beginning?
See, you know one thing, at every point in this, every one of us at any point we've actually been slut shamed. That's all.
Definitely.
I know myself, I know the kind of person I am.
Okay.
I overthink.
Okay.
Do you understand? If you tell me, Abigail, why are you wearing yellow? I'm thinking, what's wrong with yellow? Is it not good for my skin?
And then you're like,
is it because of the material of the yellow? Is it like if I probably
like
put
shade,
is it the shade
of the
yellow? Do you understand? Like I already think about things. Like I'm an extremist when it comes to what people say.
Okay.
Do you understand? So I overthink. I know that's the way I am.
Okay.
And it really gets to me. So I have just thought, like, for my own peace of mind, I will not even let it enter.
I'm glad you said peace of mind.
For my own peace of mind, though.
If you want
going to
peace
enter.
Of
if you
mind,
want peace
guys,
of mind, because see,
you can't listen to what people
aside
say.
Aside the fact that we're trying to stop people from slut shaming, if you're in a position where you're being slut shamed, then I just think you don't let what people say. You don't let it get to you. You don't let it get to you because at that point where A says this, B says this, you end up losing yourself because you don't know what side to go to.
And then, you know, the thing is, I feel like a lot of people say, don't let it get to you. But, like, nobody ever says, like, the process on how you cannot let it get to you.
Not let
so
it get
I would
to
personally,
you.
Personally, I would just say that for me, what I do is, like, most times, I just like sit down, I try to reflect, okay, how, like, what this person said to me, how did it make me feel. I try to like just have this, you know, full-blown conversation in my head, and then, you know, I'm just like, okay, how did this make me feel, how did that make me feel. And then, you know, sometimes I could just like talk to myself. I know some people might not agree to this, but I feel like talking to yourself is, oh my god, yes, it's extremely good. So like I just like talk to myself, chit chat a bit, and like before I know it, I'm laughing. It's like I'm not crazy guys but you know, I just start laughing and stuff. I'm like, sometimes music helps. Music, yeah. So if you are in a position whereby, you know, you're just down and stuff, you could just listen to music, you could just like try to just talk. And if you have anybody that you are free with, I feel like everybody would definitely have that one person that they can always talk to and stuff. Even okay,
there's some people that don't actually have anybody to talk to because that person you think you're running to for advice or whatever,
you don't know what come and
say, ha. You did not know.
True.
So why do you also wear
talking it? To yourself is the best thing.
Talk to yourself. And well, back to the main thing, the effect it has on people. Whether you are the one, whether you're doing it deliberately or you're not doing it deliberately, I am talking to you right now. Because see, it takes a conscious effort not to slut shame.
Yes,
it does. There are times when, okay, I was going home from, I think I went for a vigil. So I was going home and a bus dropped me. And then I saw a lady, obviously, she was probably coming from the club. She was probably coming from anything, the way she was dressed. Okay, the first thing I can say is that, why is someone wearing these clothes? But then I just thought, what's your business?
True.
Do you understand? Like, I just told myself.
I feel like sometimes, unconsciously, it just jumps out. Yes. In your mind, you're just like, okay.
Like, okay. But then I just told myself, I said, Abigail, it's her body, it's her clothes, it's her life.
And again, it's not even affecting anybody. At the end of the day, I feel like what anybody's wearing is not affecting anyone.
If you're comfortable, take your eyes off it. It's not like they have glued your eyes to it. No. If you can handle it, just take your eyes off, distract yourself and do something. Because people actually fall into depression because they have been slut-shamed.
Yes.
People break
and like
down.
For people that are not so strong, it could ultimately lead to suicide.
And then they start questioning their sense of judgment. Mm-hmm. Then people's self-esteem are affected because one thing, people handle things differently. You say A, unconsciously, you just open that thing and you jam it together, and someone else is there feeling depressed because of what you said.
I don't know, but you know, like, these days, it's a problem because everybody feels like they need to be real, they need to say it as it is, they need to do this, do that. But again, I'm like, you have to be considerate. You have to be considerate of other people's feelings. You have to be civil. Even if you don't like someone, because some people will be like, I don't like her, I don't care, I can say whatever. I'm like, no, you shouldn't do that. Like, let's be civil here. We're all growing up, and I just feel like these are basic things that you should always take into consideration.
You think is your opinion, but at the end of the day, the effect is not on you.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So, you think, well, freedom of speech. Yeah, I can open my mouth. I can say this. If you actually think about the effect of what that your freedom of speech has on someone else,
it's really bad.
If you think about, just take a minute, like, okay, I feel like tennis top is. And then I didn't think, I just said, your top is this. And tennis, like, oh wow. So I've gone around town today.
Looking this way.
So I'm a joke. People probably think of me as this. People come. So, I mean, and then she probably go home and then her roommate and like, didn't you see me wear this top out of the
house? Yeah, then you're like, why didn't you tell me?
She understand just because of one thing one person said.
It's true.
Because you handle things well doesn't mean the other person would. So you probably think, I know, I just said, you don't just say things. You don't just drag people.
Yeah.
If it's relation, not just appearance based now, if it's relationship based, maybe because I have been changing guys and maybe you've had like four to six boyfriends or seven boyfriends and it hasn't worked out. And people are assuming that she's a this, she's a that. No, it's not your business. Whether things didn't work out between A and B, it's not your business. It's not for you to now start calling the lady AO or calling the guy AO. I mean, I don't understand and why it is easy for the guys to shine.
They get
to shine with their own promiscuity. No, it is so cool when guys say that girl, this one, true. And a lady comes, and the minute she says, actually, I had a one night stand with that guy. He's like, oh, really? You had a one night stand, and then she comes and say, but I actually think we dated for like a month. It didn't work out. They're like, okay, so that's two.
And yeah, they're counting you.
How many people have you dated? Oh, I've dated like four guys, so that means you've had sex with like four guys. I mean, automatically, you know, by the time you give, and then you're like, how old are you? I mean, there was a guy that once asked me, how old are you?
That's rude.
I told him my age. Oh, I didn't even take offense. Is when, how many boyfriends have you had?
Sorry.
Oh, so you must have started dating at this point. What? He just was trying to ask me out. So, in his mind, he's looking for the good girl. So he's like, how old are you? How many boyfriends have you had?
Wait, that means you. And he's using it like as some sort of interview. And it's
because he wants to know the kind of girl I am. And he wants a good girl. I'm not looking for a relationship for now. I'm looking for a wife. I mean, because I've had sex with several guys. It means I am a bad girl.
I sincerely hope I do not come across such people. Because I could be mean.
I don't understand, but I think we really need to change our opinion. We need to change our mindset when it comes to opening our mouths, because the mouth is actually a very, very powerful weapon. And how we use it is really very, very important for us. Take note. Yes. You don't just open it and drag people for no reason.
Before you talk, think.
I know the funniest thing. If you were to be coming from guy to girl, I'd probably say, oh, this masculinity thing is bugging them. They feel like the sad part is when a woman slut shames another woman.
Yeah.
Like, madam, why? We're supposed to be together, you know, be on the same page.
Most times they're either ignorant to they don't know what they're doing.
Or some do it deliberately because trying to feel good about not being able to do what you do.
Yeah.
So I tell myself wearing a transparent top is terrible. So when I see any lady, because I want to wear a transparent top. I mean, I want to wear see-through, but I can't wait because of reasons best known to me. So because I don't want to make myself long for it or yearn for that top and want to wear it,
like
I program my mind that it is bright, it is bad, it's terrible, it's only white people that wear it. So I tell myself, this is not meant for the good girl, it's meant for the bad girl. So when I see anybody that I know wear a see-through, I'm like,
see this bad girl, see this one.
Not because it's bad, not because anything is wrong with it, but because we have conditioned our head and our mind to think that it is bad.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to do it. Even though we want to do it, but we can't do it.
We want to do it,
but we cannot.
Yeah.
So we tell ourselves it's bad. And people that are doing it, we make them feel bad for it.
And that's really bad.
It's really bad because these things are
like a whole bad circle, like, what you're doing is bad.
You know, I actually take a moment to think about, and I just see now, like, you see all this our societal norms and societal values is actually based on sentiments.
Sure, definitely.
Some people
definitely
see some things that, this thing, I can't do it though. So because they cannot do it, we will not do it. And then we have grown into it, and people have blindly accepted these norms.
Yes.
They have just accepted it as if it's basic, not questioning it. Like, I think we need to really question so many things.
Wait, where do these rules come from? Like,
why did it? Why? What's the motive behind it? Do you understand? What's the motive? Why did it come up? For what reason did this thing come up? Mm-hmm. But no, people just go. I wonder whether this generation is actually very dumb. Whether we're very dumb in this generation. Some people don't question things. They just go straight. Or we just want to accept things. Just to be like, just throw anything at us. We'll accept it and we'll accept the norms. Because I don't understand.
I feel like for our generation, maybe for the older generation.
Maybe the older generation. But maybe. For our generation, I think the older generation I take that back.
I feel like most times for our generation, we do it as a form of bullying. And we just do it as a form of, okay, you know what? I don't like you. you're not my friend, we're not cool, so I could just say like whatever I like to you. I feel like most times that's what we do.
So in people, our generation, I'd rather not talk to you if I don't like you.
Yeah, that's the thing, but like they feel like, you know, they can just be point blank rude and call it, oh, I'm speaking my mind, I'm being honest, I'm this, I'm that. I feel like that's like more of the case in our generation.
I remember talking about our generation and people talking down. I remember a girl from my secondary school, and when she sees that you're pretty, she'll probably tell you, huh, no, don't do your tie like that. Wear it the other way. So you're well arranged and everything is set. And then she's coming like, no, 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 don't do it that way. Or do it the other way.
So basically she's like portraying her own insecurities, like other people.
Don't do it. Yes. So she would make you do yours the other way if you ask her, like, what do you think? How do I look? Like, nah, it's not good. Do it the other way. And then she's like standing fine, like she's a good one.
I feel like she has, like, you know, several background issues
to deal with. Yes, several things to deal with. But above all, people are actually dealing with a lot of stuff because of what people have said to them, whether deliberately or ignorantly. But above all, we should just learn to review our words before they come out. Like
consider other people's feelings before you say certain things.
Empathize. Put yourself in the position of that person you intend speaking to or speaking with. I mean, and then weigh how you would handle that same thing if it were to be said to you. If it's good, if you think that what I must say is to this person, if they say it to me, I'm Gucci, I'm good, fine. But then if you think it's not good enough for you, like, no, this is not a fair thing to say to anybody, just please lock up. You don't have to talk.
But like when you go through like everything that Abigail has said, and like you tick like these boxes, okay, am I actually being empathetic? Okay, check. Am I considering this person? Check. Am I this? Am I that? Check. You would realize that at the end of the day, everybody feels good. Not necessarily, like, we can't all feel good every time. But like to a very large extent, you won't be like hurting people's feelings with your, you know, harsh and inconsiderate comments and all that.
So,
all
right. Okay.
I think that's
yes,
awful.
That's awful. Yes, 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 yes.
So please, if you are not going to like take anything home, like take anything away after listening to this episode, I just want you to like always remember that your words, they have consequences on the lives of other people.
Yes.
And you should be extremely considerate before you say certain things to people.
Do a review of what you have to say before you voice out your opinion.
Exactly.
And if by accident you voiced out any opinion, ensure that you don't leave that person feeling terrible.
Yeah, let's like apologize.
Because the time is when you just pop and like, oh, no, that's not what I mean. It's your life. I mean, it's your decision. But just ignore my opinion. I mean, no, don't worry. Just ensure that you make the person feel better. I feel
like even that is like long term. You could just little sorry. It goes a long way. It's like, you could just be like, oh, I'm really sorry for the comment.
Be genuinely sorry. Yeah. Not just, sorry.
No. Definitely
be genuinely
the way
sorry.
You put it matters also.
Be genuinely sorry and ensure that the person gets the message. Because when you're trying to say A, the person is probably thinking, maybe he's just saying it. Maybe the word has been said already. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So, well, that's it for this episode. And
thank you so much, guys, listening. And remember that if you want to support what we do, you could, you know, just help to share to your friends.
Facebook page,
on
Instagram,
all your social media platforms, basically, because there are so many that I can't really
Yes, but please try to share with your
and
friend.
Subscribe.
And
subscribe. Please do subscribe.
And also don't forget to leave a review on iTunes. I mean, we want to be better. We want to know what you think about the show.
And then you can share your experiences. Like, because I know, like, everybody has, like, a story to tell on this issue. So we'll be open to, like, you know, listen to what you guys have to say and your experiences on slut shaming.
So that's it for now, and we'll see you again next week, where we're going to be talking about
the lie of a woman.
Okay, all right. My name is Abigail
and my name is Tenny.
All right, bye
guys.